Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Joining us now, the senior fellow at Federation for American Immigration Reform, Mark Morgan, is here. He has been at the border in McAllen, Texas, and I wanted to get his firsthand thoughts and views and opinions on his trip. Mark, good morning. Welcome in.
Thanks for having me, JT.
Absolutely. So we've talked with Tom Homan, former ICE director, this week about his experience there. We've talked to Senator Tommy Tuberville from Alabama, as his experience there was pretty much the same as Tom Homan is witnessing here. And I'm sure you saw the big picture as well. It is not good there. But what I wanted to talk with you about is specifically what you saw, and paint the picture for our listeners, your experience and what you have seen there at the border.
Yeah, JT, I appreciate it because, look, there's so much rhetoric. Look, I've served for six administrations, 35 years, both Republican and Democrat. And this is not a right or left thing. This is an American thing. And I think one of the things that really frustrates me the most is the false information, quite frankly, blatant lies coming out of this administration that they're trying to convince the American people that they're not seeing what they're actually seeing. So let me tell your listeners exactly what's happening at the border. So we were there the first night. We grabbed some dinner. We went to the border. And within 2-3 minutes, we started seeing unaccompanied minors and families just pour in. Just one little area. And we were there for over an hour. And it was a constant, steady stream. When we left, they had apprehended over 200 families and unaccompanied minors. But here's what was different. And I've seen immigrants illegally enter before, especially in the crisis of 2019. You know, the difference in 2019, we called it a crisis, we admitted it was a crisis, and we were honest with the American people. What struck me this time that was different is that, JT, this was preventable. We could have prevented this. We have the tools and authorities in place that we were effectively addressing the crisis. And right now, we saw this going on, and they didn't listen to us. We provided exhaustive briefings to the Biden transition team. We told them if they did what they've done, they would create a crisis. Our facilities would be overwhelmed. HHS would be overwhelmed, and you would have the crisis you have right now. And they let their ideologic hubris make them ignorant, and they refused to listen to experts, and now we have an unmitigated crisis.
You know, I saw the video yesterday of somebody dropping 4 or 5 year olds over the board, you know, the wall there. And then that person goes the other direction. These kids are there. Obviously, the Border Patrol grabbed them and put them in safety. But with this type of activity going on, it's just so inhumane now. And they complained all the time about how inhumane President Trump is by putting up the wall and not allowing people to come in here. Clearly, the Democrats realize and know what are going on here. Even Joe Biden said, you know, at one point, hey, I don't mean come now. Well, a little late when you open up the barn door and all the horses run out. I mean, hey, I didn't mean run out now. Get back in here. Yeah, right. I'm going to enjoy this nice pasture I'm chewing on. So what are the Democrats? Have you heard anything from any Democrat that says, hey, this is bad. We got to get back to doing what we were doing before we took over.
Well, so first of all, I think I'm going to use your analogy, your barn door analogy. So that was perfect. If you don't mind, I'm going to steal that because you're spot on. So right now, Henry Cuellar, who is, you know, representative and represents, you know, communities on the border, he has come out and he has said that this is bad. So I really respect him for coming out there and saying what he's saying because he knows the facts. His constituents know the facts because they're seeing it and living it in live color down there on the border. And you talked about inhumane. You're absolutely right. I get so frustrated on the lies that are going on right now. I mean, they talk about family separation. First of all, that was 3 years ago, 2,500, and the President Trump actually stopped it, right? And you want to talk about right now, 42,000, this fiscal year, over 42,000 unaccompanied minors. In my opinion, the policies right now of this administration has separated 42,000 minors from their parents because they have told them that risking your life is now worth it, because if you get to our borders, we're going to let you in, and then on the back end, we're not going to deport you. So they have told them that right now it is worth your life to try to make it to our border, separate yourself from your families, get to the border, and you're going to be allowed in. That's where our policies are right now.
Well, I mean, if there is any silver lining in this as far as change to come, 60% of American voters, including Democrats, now don't think the policies that Biden has put in place are good, and it's actually a disaster. So I don't understand why Biden hasn't been there, Kamala Harris hasn't been there, and why they're not taking the leadership role in all of this to fix the problem, because they can. Well, Mark, thank you so much this morning. I appreciate you. Senior Fellow, Federation for American Immigration Reform, Mark Morgan.
Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.